God values you. You're important to Him. If He didn't value, He would have stayed in heaven. There would have never been a Christmas. Christmas means that God cares and He loves. He understands our struggles.
Welcome to The Healing Word, a radio ministry of the Largo Community Church. Here's Pastor Jack Morris with today's message that will grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus.
Thank you, Laura, and Merry Christmas, everyone. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. I'm inviting you and your family to the Christmas Eve candlelight service Tuesday, December the 24th at the Largo Community Church. Come bring the entire family to the Silent Night Christmas Eve candlelight service Tuesday, December the 24th at 8:30 at the Largo Community Church in Largo, Maryland. Now, let's go into the sanctuary for the Christmas message.
Jesus, the Wonderful Counselor. We've been going through the names of Jesus, looking at the wonderful names of our dear Savior, Jesus Christ, as given by Isaiah 700 years before Jesus was born. Today, the Wonderful Counselor. This is the one, Jesus, who comes to us to give direction to our lives. So often, we feel like we're misunderstood or that no one understands, but today we're going to look at the one who hears and understands, who listens with a compassionate heart, who empathizes. He is a wonderful counselor, and we need Him, and He is available. Can you say praise the Lord? Now, life is not easy. It's not a merry-go-round ride, but a difficult and a bumpy journey all the way. And I haven't told you something that you don't already know and have already experienced, have I? There are problems, minor problems, and major problems. Now, problems have a way of sapping our strength and causing us to be uncreative. It takes away our energy, problems, whether they be a minor problem, whether it be a major problem. Minor problems have just about the same stressful effect upon us as a major problem. All problems take away our energy, sap our strength, and we lose our creativity. We get stuck. That's where boredom comes from. We continue to do the same thing. We're not creative. We don't think of anything new. It's the same old, same old, same old all the time. Problems have a way of doing that. We need someone to help us with our problems so that we will have the energy, the creativity, and the life that God wants us to have. Now, one thing about problems is that they accumulate. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we would just get one at a time? You know, if I got one problem, and then I could just deal with that one problem until I got it fixed, and then I'd say, okay, Lord, I'm ready for the next one. And then I would work on that one until I got that one resolved and taken care of. But they don't come like that, do they? They just come and they keep stacking up and stacking up. And here I'm trying to juggle all of these problems, too many at the same time. There are financial problems, health problems, problems associated with family and loved ones, problems associated with raising children. Marital problems, marital communication problems, aging parent problems, in the best of families, the best of families. Now, when problems face us and we face problems, we do one of two things. The first is some people externalize those problems. They always look beyond and they accuse somebody else of causing the problem. It's the person I work with. It's the person I live with. I wanted that one to get. It's my children. It's the teller at the bank. It's out there. It's the employer. It's the employee. We externalize it. And a lot of the times, we're right. They are the ones that are causing the problem, the externalizing, and we externalize it. Then, listen to this one. There are the internalizers. The people, when a problem comes, immediately they think they're to blame for it. Now, that's a hard one. They accuse themselves of causing all of the problems. They blame themselves. Now, this comes from low self-esteem and memories of past failures, past mistakes, past inadequacies. These past failures, mistakes, and inadequacies are not past. They are always in the present. And we look and we think, well, I did it again. I'm the cause. What's wrong with me? And there goes that energy. There goes that creativity. What is happening is that there is an active child with the same childhood fears influencing our adult life. There's a little boy inside of some of us fellows, little girl there. I was talking to this gentleman, great big fella, 6 feet, 5 inches tall, husky, lieutenant colonel in the Marines, 50 years old, retired, and he can bark out orders. I mean, he's husky, he's big, he's tough, he's a retired Marine. But there's a little boy living in him, we found out. And that's causing him all of his problems, even in his marriage. It can happen to any one of us. It happens to most of us. So either we're externalizing the problem or internalizing it. And those people who internalize it, they fear rejection. This was this big Marine. He wanted everybody to love him, everybody to obey him, everybody to understand him. And it was just like a little boy living there. He thought, like most people who internalize these problems, he thought that he had to perform in order to receive love or he'd be rejected. Love and acceptance is based on me performing right. So problems are there, and we face them differently, but they all have the same effect upon us, problems do. They deplete our lives, take away our energy, take away our joy. And so we pray and we hope and we long. Is there someone who will listen and understand? Is there someone who can help me find love and the acceptance that we need? Someone who will impart self-esteem and confidence? Someone who will help me make the right decision? Is there someone who will be there so I can tell my deepest needs? And this someone will hear and listen with compassion and understand, not judge me, not condemn me. Is there someone who has the power to heal my painful memories and give meaning and lasting joy to my life? Is there someone? Well, today in this message, I want to lead you to that someone. I want to tell you about him. I'm not that someone. I wish I could help more than I do. I'm not, but there is someone who hears, who understands, who can help. Are you listening? There is hope. Like the man said, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save everybody. Can you say amen? Amen. His name is Jesus. He's a wonderful counselor, and every one of us here this morning need him. None of us are self-sufficient in ourselves. No matter how smart, how educated, how trained, how clever, how old, how mature, we need Jesus because problems keep coming and problems keep tackling us and we keep falling and going down. But there's someone, Jesus, the wonderful counselor. Say that, Jesus, the wonderful counselor. I want to lead you to him. He's always with us. He never sleeps. He has all power and wisdom to help us with our problems and with our relationships and with our decisions. I want you to look at the screen. I want you to read in unison with me. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 4 and on. Together, O Lord, have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit down, rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Jesus, the wonderful Savior. Now, another scripture I want you to read, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. Here it is on the screen. Isaiah 11, 2. There it is. Together. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Now, this is what makes Jesus a wonderful counselor. Number one, in your outline, in your bulletin, on the screen, read it to me. Say it again. Now look at the screen and read Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sins. See, he understands. Jesus gets it. So often we talk to people, we try to explain, we open our heart, we tell our woes the best we can, but somehow they just don't get it. They don't get it. They don't understand. They can't empathize. They can't connect. But Jesus can. He relates to us. The scripture says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You see, at Christmas, a lot of us get new clothes and we put on those new clothes, and that's nice. But at Christmas, Jesus took off his clothes of divinity and of the adornment of heaven. And he came to this earth and he was born in the nakedness of human flesh. Your flesh, the flesh you wear, the flesh I wear. He took off his clothes and he put on our clothes. Why did he do that? So that he could understand us. So that he could empathize with us. So that when we pray to him, he gets it, the message. He's not way up there trying to theorize and philosophize, and we're way down here faced with all these problems. No, he's a wonderful counselor. He has come to us to bless us and to help us. You see, God got undressed. He put on our clothes, experienced our woes and our problems, the same problems that sap you, the same problems that take away your creativity, the same problems that bore you to death. Jesus understands those problems. That's Christmas. He came as a little tiny baby, but he grew up through childhood, through adolescence, through adulthood, and today he knows. He has not forgotten. He is available to bless us and to hear our prayers.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message following this important invitation.
It's Christmas time at Largo Community Church. You're invited to the beautiful choir cantata and sermon entitled Jesus Came on Time, Sunday, December 22, and the Silent Night Candlelight Service on Christmas Eve, December 24 at 8:30. Our website, largocc.org, phone number 301-249-2255. The Largo Community Church is located only minutes from FedEx Field, 1701 Enterprise Road, Largo, Maryland. I'm Pastor Jack Morris.
Now, let's rejoin Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
Now, friends, the problem that I see right now is that Christmas threatens to cover him up, to hide him. And my prayer is that we will not let Christmas hide him or cover him up, or the pageantry or the tinsel or the festivities to hide him. We must know his name is the Wonderful Counselor, because that is exactly what he is. Jesus here available to bless and to help us, and we need to see him. Let me tell you a story. I don't know anything about Chinese, but I'll tell you, I've been getting some good illustrations here lately from Chinese language. And in your bulletin, you have two Chinese words, and now they're going to be on the screen. There's the first one. What's that one mean? Righteous. There are two words connected together, a top symbol and a bottom symbol. They are connected together to make one word, one Chinese word, righteous. When you pull those two words apart, the top means lamb, and the bottom symbol means I or me. There was a missionary many years ago trying to tell some Chinese people about the love of God. The love of God, that God cares, that God loves, that God brings salvation, that God brings new life, that God's Son came from heaven. and was born as a baby, taking on human flesh. He just couldn't get that message across. The missionary couldn't. They just didn't seem to understand. They wanted to understand. And the missionary prayed. You know, all the most wonderful things happen when we pray. They really do. The most wonderful things. And so he prayed, God, help me to communicate this message. And he was studying the Chinese language, the missionary was, and he came across this word. And through the power and enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, he made a wonderful discovery. He saw in this one word, righteous, a coded message. The coded message was not one word, but two words that comes together to say righteous. But when you pull them apart, the top word is lamb, the bottom word is I. And he said, that's it. That's it. I, under the lamb, am righteous. And he went to the Chinese and he said, look at your word. They had never seen it before. They saw the one word, but they didn't break it apart to see the two words. And so they immediately asked him, which lamb am I to be under? And he tells them, John chapter 1, look to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Under him, you become right. Under him, everything becomes right in your life. Your finances, your health, your aged parents' problems, raising children problems, marital communication problems. God makes things right. He's the miracle worker, not me, not you. You can't perform miracles, but I can tell you the one who can. And under the Lamb, under him, you become right with God. And when you become right, look out. Everything else starts falling in place and becoming right. Needless to say, there were a lot of Chinese that accepted Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. And I want you to know today, friends, come to the Lord Jesus. Come to the Savior. Bring your problems and all your anxieties and cast them on him. He will make you right. Wouldn't it be wonderful to feel in your heart everything's okay? Even if it's not okay on the outside, it's okay on the inside because you know who's on the inside. You know your inside heart and mind and soul and body is under the Lamb. Under the Lamb. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take these problems to the Lord. And I want you to do this. Where you are now, I want you to take your hands, take them like this. All right, now close them. Close your hands like this. Here you are. Here I am, holding on to all my problems, not knowing how to let go. Health problems, family problems, marital problems, financial problems, aging parent problems, career problems, work problems, 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 problems. And I've been holding on and holding on. But today, I'm coming under the Lamb. I'm coming under the Lamb. Put your hands now down on your knees and open them with your palms up. Hands with palms open, palms up, is a sign of surrender. I'm giving my heart to Jesus. I'm giving my health to Jesus. I'm giving my career to Jesus. I'm giving my finances to Jesus. I'm giving my marital communication problems to Jesus. I'm giving my child raising problems to Jesus. Whatever, I may have named them, I may not have named them. A problem that is peculiar to you. And when you open your hand, believe and picture in your heart that you're coming under the Lamb of God. You're opening all of this up for him to see it, for him to look upon it. You're acknowledging it. I am not right, and there are so many things in my life that aren't right. But Christmas has come to tell me he's the wonderful counselor, to give me direction, to show me how to fix things, to give me answers. Now, I'm going to pray with you, and I'm going to pause between each statement of prayer. And when I name the thing that is troubling you, you speak out in your heart to the Lord silently or whisper it to him. If I say finances and you're having finances problem, then say, Lord, that's me. Keep your hands open. Keep them there. That means you're surrendering. I have finance problems. I have marital problems. I have child raising related problems. Whatever it is, and I'll name it, you talk to the Lord about it. Give it to the wonderful counselor. Let him take it today. Okay? All right, with your hands open now. You're opening your hands. He's looking at your life. You're bringing your life under the Lamb. He's going to make things right. He's the wonderful counselor. Heavenly Father, we bow before you now with our hearts under your heart. We place our lives under the Lamb of God who takes away all of the sin, ugliness, pain, and hurt in my life, in my family, and in the world. And today we come to him. Father, I pray for those today who are experiencing financial problems. Now, in this moment of silence, those who are having financial problems, tell him, I have financial problems, and I'm having a difficult time fixing it. Actually, I can't fix it. Show me how. Give me wisdom. Counsel me. Go ahead and talk to the Lord for just a moment. Father God, we lift up those who have health problems. They're ill. There's an affliction. There's something physically that needs taken care of. I lift that to you now. Now, those who are having physical problems, you tell the Lord what it is. I'm going to tell him about my cough and my problem. You tell him about yours. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for those who are having problems in the home, in the marriage, and in the family. God, help them now. Those who are having problems in that area, be plain. He'll hold your confidence. Tell him. Father, I pray for parents who are having difficulty with their children. They love their children. They don't know how to take care of the situation. Give wisdom and direction now. Tell him about it, parents. I pray, Lord, for adults who have aging parents. They want to love and do the best they can by them. Help them to know the right decisions to make for their aged parents. Bless them today, I pray. Father, I pray for those who are having problems of employment, where they work or in their career. Help them, Lord. Bless them. Impart the wisdom, the counsel, the guidance, the advice that is needed. And Father, there are those who are having problems that I have not prayed about or mentioned in this prayer. But even now, Lord, whatever that is, help your Christians to pray to you and to receive from you your blessing, your insight, your wisdom, your counsel. Jesus, the wonderful counselor.
In Psalm 107:20, the scripture says, "He sent his word and healed them." We hope today's healing word has been a blessing and has encouraged your faith in God to grow. We invite you to join us in worship this Sunday at the Largo Community Church at either the 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock service to experience a wonderful fellowship of believers and faith-building messages based on God's Word that are sure to encourage your spiritual formation in Christ. Infant care is provided, and there are Sunday school classes available for all ages, so why not join us this Sunday? The church is located at 1701 Enterprise Road in Mitchellville, Maryland. For more information, visit our website at largocc.org.
Again, this is Pastor Jack Morris inviting you to the Christmas Eve Candlelight Service Tuesday, December 24th at the Largo Community Church. Service time is 8:30 p.m. That's the Silent Night Christmas Eve Candlelight Service Tuesday, December 24th at 8:30 at the Largo Community Church, Largo, Maryland. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow at this same time for another edition of The Healing Word. Until tomorrow, blessings on you.